beginnings of a research into identifying gaps, opportunities and priorities in the eradication of hunger in Ghana and Africa has been outdoored in Accra. The move is part of action geared towards ensuring food security, ending hunger and malnutrition by the year 2025. The report revealed that until the agriculture sector is given the needed attention, all efforts aimed at eradicating hunger will be fruitless. We bring you more in this report by Priscilla Owusu-Anza.
The research, titled Assessment of the Enabling Environment for the Achievement of Food and Nutrition Security for All in Ghana, said Ghana has made significant strides at reducing hunger and malnutrition. However, there is still much to be done, as some regions, such as the Northern and Upper West, have recorded increased hunger and poverty. Presenting findings of the research, a professor at the University of Development Studies, Sa Dito, said, "One dominant challenge that came out is that food production between 2004 to 2013 declined drastically, resulting in high importation levels.
The fact that there is general decrease in poverty is not uniform, and we need to look at this more carefully. There are the three divides still persist. The north-south divide still persists. The rural-urban divide in terms of poverty is still on, and the female-male divide is still there, and those gaps need to be bridged. All of the three are very important if we really want to actually reduce poverty. Food insecurity, malnutrition and poverty continues to be serious problems in three northern regions as well as in rural areas and among many women, especially rural women. The clear indication is that if we target the northern rural woman and push her above the poverty line, it is likely all others will be above the poverty line."
The FAO representative in Ghana, Dr. Abebe Haile Gabriel, believes there is the need for countries to create partnership, as the cost of eradicating hunger is a burden that must be shared.
"We need to accelerate progress towards the eradication of hunger and malnutrition. In the next 15 years, an additional investment of $160 million per year per person living in extreme poverty is needed to end hunger. We have to pursue this objective not only by strengthening and reinforcing our ongoing initiatives and programs, but also by thinking out of the box, transcending conventional thinking on the nature of social and economic actors, and supporting innovative solutions capable of empowering the most in need."
The Deputy Minister for Food and Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Yakubu Al-Hassan, whose speech was read for him, described the research as an important move, as it goes a long way to help review food, nutrition, security trends, the progress made and the way forward. He encouraged more people, especially the youth, to go into agriculture, as it is the major sector that can alleviate hunger.
Priscilla also answered reporting.
The United